East Sac victorious over Cherokee. Griff O'Neill, as Griff, you were a big part of the East Sac attack tonight in the 9-5 district victory over Cherokee. Tell me about your first two at-bats, especially consecutive triples on your first two ABs and an RBI there in the first inning to get you going.
I just walked up to the plate, had to feel confident, put the bat on the ball, and once I felt it leave my bat, I was running. I was gunning for three right away.
Well, you've been gunning for three even before tonight. Four triples now on the season.
Yep.
How have you felt at the plate overall this year, do you feel?
I've had my times, good and bad, but I'm feeling confident as we go on.
How did you feel on the mound pitching the last two innings? You credited with the victory, striking out a pair, allowing two hits, didn't walk anybody. How was it for you throwing?
Oh, I felt good. Just wanted to throw strikes, and that's what I did.
Well, what do you feel got the team going as you were down 4-3 going into the bottom of the fifth inning, but then scoring six runs total in your last two at-bats?
Everybody started putting the bat on the ball, and it became contagious, and it just kept going through our lineup, something we struggled with this year, but we're starting to find it now. So
at the right time, and you'll need it again on Tuesday. Your thoughts on facing a team you're very familiar with, taking on now Alterelia in the district semifinals?
They'll be a tough team. They're always good, but I think we're peaking at the right time, and we'll be ready for them.
I know you will. Griff, thanks a lot for the time. Congrats.
Thank you.
On the win.
Thank you.
Griff O'Neill joining us here in our post game as East Sac County defeats Cherokee by a score of 9-5 as they improve to 8-12 on the year. And see if we can get a few words with Levi Olhausen as well. Levi! Yeah, you got more talking to do, pal. All right. Levi Olhausen, what did the coaches say to you there in your meeting briefly and taking control of this one late and 9-5 you went over Cherokee? What was the message from Coach Wellington after the game?
It's very simple. I mean, we got to come out next game. This game's behind us. We can't get too big of a head that we got out the first round. I mean, we got to come ready to play the next game, come out swinging.
Well, what about your pitching tonight? You had your ups and downs. 12 strikeouts, a definite positive. You did walk seven as well, but kept your team in the game. What was it like for you on the mound?
Kind of a little uncomfortable in those walks, as you can kind of see. But, I mean, threw a few different pitches, kind of got them on their heels. Did very well that way, but it's a little uncomfortable, new scenery.
Well, you put the ball in play three times, had an RBI and a single as part of that sixth inning. What was your approach like at the plate tonight, having to see multiple pitchers as it turned out?
You know, it was a little different hitting night for me. I mean, I'm coming out, I did my job, I kept swinging. I did get one strikeout, which is very depressing, but I did what I needed to do at the plate to try to get runs across, try to get on base.
And what about Tuesday now as you take on Alterelia, a great team this year, but as Griff said, feels like you're peaking at the right time, so got to feel good going in.
Very. As you said, they are a great team. We just got to play confident. We got to come out swinging. We just got to hit the ball, score runs.
Well, you did that tonight in a win over Cherokee. Levi, thanks for giving us some time. Congrats.
Thank you.
East Sac County wins, Coach, in the district opener over Cherokee, 9-5. Overall thoughts, Ben. First of all, six runs combined, the last two ABs for you to get you in control.
Yeah, you know, Quentin Ludwig, I just got to give him a special shout-out. We've been preaching to all the guys in the last couple weeks. So we've been really leaving guys on, stranding runners. So we've been challenging someone to step up and make a play on offensively, and he did just that. And, you know, he'd kind of been struggling for the year, which, you know, it's good that he can just flush that and come up and with a big clutch hit. And not only that, but defensively he played lights out also on out there in left field.
Yeah, big two RBI double for Quentin, gave you some cushion. And earlier, Reed Vondrak with a big RBI two-bagger.
Yeah, Reed's kind of been, Reed and Levi, you know, I'm glad I'm not a pitcher having to face those two guys back-to-back, because they could, you know, leave pitchers up at night with the way that they can hit the ball. So, you know, glad for Reed, too. We've kind of been struggling as of late, glad to see Reed step up too with that big double there that kind of opened it up. And, you know, I could tell when we were hitting BP before the game that these guys, these seniors, don't want to end in their season. So hopefully we can just keep rolling and got to see what we can do.
And what about your pitchers? Levi struck out 12 in five innings, had some control problems, yep. But gave you a chance, kept you in it late, and then Griff O'Neill gets it done the last two.
Yeah, you know, Levi threw very well. Was really proud of him. He was down on himself for his control a little bit tonight. Said he walked too many guys, but if he walks one guy in his eyes, it's too many. So we were challenging the hitter. We knew that that Benson, their shortstop, is an exceptional hitter. So we kind of, our game plan was to attack everybody else and kind of pitch around him. And if he goes 0-for-0 with four walks, you know, we're A-okay with that. So that his last at bat, I think, or can't remember, they're kind of all blending together here. But we think we had a 3-2 count on him, and we called fastball low. We thought if he'd bite on it, great. If we walk him, that's okay too.
All right, so now you get ready for Tuesday, going to Alterelia, your conference rival, who were in the game against June 1st, lost 8-5, and now the rematch.
Yeah, so Coach Burkhart's got a great squad. We're ready for the challenge. Obviously, they're the one seed for a reason, so probably going to be throwing Snyder, which is, you know, exceptional pitcher. So we're ready for that challenge. Hopefully the guys can show up and play, and we'll see what we got.
Well, not sure if we'll see you there Tuesday night or not, but wish you the best. Coach
thank
Ben
you.
Wellington, thank you.
Thanks for the coverage.